We're live on the fire lines in Colorado, and you'll see up close why wildfires are like nothing else in nature. Also tonight, California's dream of high-speed bullet trains is turning into a slow-motion, multi-billion-dollar nightmare. And guess what? Your tax dollars paying some of the freight. And later, why is this man smiling? Well, today in his murder trial, Boston's Whitey Bulger, my old neighbor, laughed out loud as a witness described a chilling death threat he allegedly made. Yet, he's still a hero to some. I'll talk to another old neighbor about why. We begin, though, in Colorado, where crews had a good day, but still very far from containing the largest wildfires ever seen in the state. High temps, high wind, not helping. And there are houses, about 400 of them now, in ashes. Worse, each of these serves as a kind of tinderbox, catching sparks, then fueling the flames onward. And those flames move fast. Watch this footage from British Columbia. It's an amazing perspective. One, frankly, you're not supposed to see and still live. Watch how quickly that temperature shoots up, from 100 to nearly 900 degrees in less than 15 seconds. If you were standing here, this would be the last thing you ever see. In a moment, you'll hear from people who get nearly that close time and time again as a job or, for some, as a calling. First, the latest on this fire right now from Martin Savage, who joins us live from Colorado Springs. Martin.
Evening, John. Yeah, we're standing outside of the Incident Command Center. This is essentially where they have been calling the shots on this historic fire for the last 3 days. And for most of that time, the news has not been good. But today, finally, there is at least a glimmer of hope. And a lot of that has to do with the fact, well, with the weather. And the weather had been the problem for so long. Now, suddenly, the weather has turned out to be actually a pretty good thing today. There was cloud cover overhead. That's how it started off. That's good for a number of reasons. It drops the humidity levels, actually raises those, drops the temperature, and the wind. The wind had subsided somewhat. That was best of all. And then late this afternoon, the skies opened up. Now, we should tell you that when you get rain like this, it is a good thing as far as helping to douse some of the hot spots. But the problem is it brought a lot of lightning, and that is a huge problem in this area, because even though the ground has been dampened, much of the brush here is tinder dry. And so even once the rain has passed by, it means that fuel is eventually going to dry out pretty quick here, John.